Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, we are talking with Washington Economic Development Director Mary Audia about Washington County qualifying as a broadband intervention zone. We have some exciting news for Washington County, don't we, Mary?
We do, Jen. Found out we got a designation for an intervention zone for broadband. So we're very excited. It was a competitive process throughout the state of Iowa, and we just got word this week that we were one of the qualifiers for this designation. So we're very excited about it.
Okay. And for everyone else that isn't maybe so technically savvy, can you explain what that actually is, the designation for broadband?
Sure. So this was through the OCIO here in the state of Iowa, Office of the Chief Information Officer for the state of Iowa, put out a request for us to fill out this form called an intent to qualify. So an ITQ for the OCIO is what it was. And what we had to do is fill out a lengthy application process. We also had to draw circles on maps to figure out what area we wanted to specify. And I've got a map that I can supply to people if they're curious to see what that designation area was, to see where people might or where we might find the most people in Washington County that could benefit from having broadband in their region. Because currently this region, which is west of Washington around the Westchester Grace Hill area, is an area that we identified as an underserved area. So it's really challenging for broadband companies, especially our independent ones, to come up into these areas and try to get broadband to these folks and still make a few bucks. So it's very, very expensive, especially in the rural areas, to do, you know, all the boring and everything that needs to be done. So the government looked at this and said, how can we help make this more of a reality? So now what happens is when grant funding becomes available in the future, we're put up on a priority list based on this designation.
Very good. And I was at the Board of Supervisors meeting where KCTC came, Cloudburst 9 came and talked about even potentially having this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I remember the price tag was rather hefty, but this just gets us then pre-qualified for grant funding for the future.
Right. So in communities that didn't get this are much lower on the priority poll, if they even are in it. So yeah, super appreciative of KCTC, Casey Peck and her team for coming to help pitch this. Also the Board of Supervisors, they wrote a letter of support, and ECOG wrote a letter of support, and also Wedge wrote one as well. So it took a village to get this done, but we got it. So now we're going to wait and see what kind of grant opportunities are available to make it more feasible to get broadband to these areas.
Awesome. And so what does that mean then for Washington County community members then?
You know, of course, means we're more connected. So people have more of a fair chance of getting, you know, like education online, medical online. People that can't get out and about as much has a much faster connection and able to communicate better with others. So I think it'll make a big difference in the lives of those who, you know, don't have broadband right now. It keeps the playing field more fair.
Yeah. And especially thinking about COVID and how that affected people and having to stay home and knock wood that anything like that would happen again. But at least this way, in the future, they will be able to stay connected better with everyone else.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, so we're just doing our best to try to represent all of Washington County and make sure all our people are, you know, taken good care of and a higher priority for our state.
Okay. So my only other question is, what are the next steps? But you kind of answered that. It's just we're on the list. We're ready to go for when this opportunity arises.
Right. Now we watch for grant opportunities to see what comes along. And then stay tuned and wait and see what happens. But, you know, and KCTC or other broadband companies now can kind of look at this and decide if it's going to fit into, you know, what their business goals are And if so, you know, they can pursue this grant opportunity. So we're just excited for Washington County, making us more connected. It makes us more competitive too, right? Especially as more and more people work remotely. They could work out here. They could work in Westchester or Grace Hill or whatever. So it makes us a lot more competitive as well, as far as, you know, more people moving to our area.
Yeah, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add about qualifying for broadband opportunities?
Yeah, just wanted to thank everybody involved once again. Thank you, Jen, for bringing this to the attention of our community. But definitely KCTC, Washington County Supervisors, the Wedge Board, and also ECOG for, you know, supporting this project. So keep your fingers crossed that we can get broadband out to the Westchester area in a very efficient manner. And stay tuned for further updates.
Great. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thanks, Jen.
That was Mary Audia joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Washington County qualifying as a broadband intervention zone. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.